honoring veterans from sea to shining sea. You're listening to Hometown Heroes with Paul Leffler, brought to you by this local station and its sponsors, and presented everywhere, on the air and online, by Provident Payments, one of the fastest-growing payment consultants in America. Connect today at providentpayments.com.
Welcome back to Hometown Heroes and a fascinating visit with a veteran who by now you can tell is a man of faith. Over the years on Hometown Heroes, we've met veterans from many different faith backgrounds, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Buddhist. We've met veterans whose service in World War II bolstered their belief in God, and a few over the years who have told us that they could no longer believe in God the way they once did after what they witnessed in wartime. Korean War veteran Ivan Wolgamuth and his late wife Jean spent 20 of their 71 years of marriage as Mennonite Brethren missionaries to Japan, where the churches they started decades ago continue to grow. I'm wondering if you have any advice or suggestions. Maybe there's some people out there listening who've thought about doing something like what you did. You have any advice for people who are contemplating that? Because it seems like a pretty big commitment.
Yeah, I have it written in there. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Ephesians 1:21. I hope to continue this legacy so that someday I can say the same. I have no regrets. I lived for Christ.
You know, that may answer the question that I was about to ask you. What would you say that you're most proud of or most thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for my life with my wife over 71 years. I'm thankful for Terry and Sandy, both Christians, and they have children that are Christians and grandchildren that are Christians.
You were part of something a few years ago called Central Valley Honor Flight, where you got to go to Washington, D.C. and see a lot of things, including the memorial that's been built there for veterans of the Korean War, like yourself. What was that experience like for you?
I still think of it all the time, and that was a great experience. I went as a veteran. My son-in-law, Ed Green, was the guardian. We went on this trip, and we had a man that said every time we would eat, before we'd eat, he says, "And now we're going to pray, and I want all of you to say amen at the end." He did the same thing. That was a great trip. I enjoyed it so much. We landed at Baltimore, Washington there, and then we had three buses. They were all different numbers. When we pulled out onto the main highway, the highway patrol would stop all the traffic so the buses could go right on through. We thought that was pretty great. You know, they, in a way, it was an honor to us. And I have my picture over there of all the veterans. Yeah, that was a wonderful trip.
You know, it's funny, you mentioned the police escort, and I've had a lot of veterans tell me that that's their very favorite part of the trip. I'm thinking it's going to be the World War II Memorial, the Korean Memorial, the Vietnam Memorial. But there's something about feeling important if everybody else has to stop for you, I guess.
Well, I appreciate those memorials. I have been at the United Nations Memorial at Busan, Korea. I've been at the Punch Bowl in Hawaii. And I've been here in Washington, D.C. at the Korean War Veterans Memorial, but the bigger place.
Arlington National Cemetery?
Arlington National Cemetery. And the Korean Memorial, that was the first time I saw that. It is so realistic, you know, of the uniforms and what the people were wearing. And I still have my Army uniform here in the closet. It's when they use this Eisenhower jacket. I like to watch Jeopardy, and they asked one time a question about what was the uniform, the jacket during the Korean War. And I don't know if anybody got it or not, but it was the Eisenhower jacket, yeah.
Something else Ivan has watched a time or two is a documentary film capturing the incredible ordeal that his son Terry survived in Indonesia while flying with Mission Aviation Fellowship. Terry grew up as a missionary kid in Japan and spent a decade on the mission field himself in Borneo. And as you might imagine, he has some powerful perspective on his dad.
First of all, my dad's a farmer at heart. and coming from a farming community, he loves being out on his farm. He has oranges, and he likes to plant and see the harvest. But he's a man of God and a man of integrity. And when you go out on the mission field and you leave everything behind, you find out how much you really need to depend on the Lord. We have so much to depend upon when we're just in our comfort zone. But to go out of your comfort zone, whether going to Korea or whether to Japan or wherever it might be, I ended up going to Indonesia. I found that I needed to depend on the Lord, and that's what he did, my mom and my dad. And he saw a great harvest there too, and it's continuing. And that's what makes, I think, his life very special, because he continues to see the fruit of his labor. But I love him. It's not always as easy as he might have said, that, oh, things went good. No, there were hard times. And we all go through hard times. But and we need to depend on the Lord to get us through those times. But yeah, I'm very proud of him and love him. And I'm glad I could listen to some of these stories.
As are we, of course. But I don't want to sign off without giving Ivan the final word. You're still getting around pretty well for 92. So what do you spend your time thinking about these days?
Our work in Japan still is on my mind. And every day I pray for the churches in Japan. I wish my wife was here to be with us here, but she isn't. We have a little song that it goes, I change it a little bit. It says, Gene is in glory land that'll outshine the sun. And way beyond the blue. And she had a service out here at the cemetery. We haven't gotten a gravestone yet, but on there it'll be my name and then when I was born and Jean's name when she was born and passed away. And then we have in parentheses Hebrews 12:2, just the first part, looking unto Jesus. And the whole verse is looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Terry's wife, Shelley, she plays a guitar, and she sang the song, Through It All. Andre Crouch, yeah. Through It All. I've learned to love God's word. I learned to depend on Jesus. That song means a lot to me. Finally, that's what all we can do here in this life, and best thing we can do, yeah.
Ivan Wolgamuth, 92 years young. You can find photos relating to Ivan and the stories he shared today at hometownheroesradio.com or the Hometown Heroes Facebook page. That is all the time we have on the radio today. I'm Paul Leffler, hoping you can join us again next time when we'll be reminded once more through the stories of our veterans that freedom is not free.
To let Paul know about a veteran in your life, visit hometownheroesradio.com and click on Suggest a Veteran. Today's program has been brought to you by Provident Payments. Give your business the edge only their personalized service can deliver at providentpayments.com.